It's here and now, and I'm broadcasting from Houston this week, a city that perhaps more than any other in the U.S. is made for cars. So it may surprise you that if all goes as planned, there will be a high-speed train linking Houston and Dallas just 6 years from now. Texas Central Railway is the private company behind the $10 billion project. It would use technology from Japan's bullet trains to travel up to 205 miles an hour and make it from Dallas to Houston in just 90 minutes. Compare that to a 3.5-hour drive minimum or an hour-long airplane flight.
At the moment, we are still waiting for it to take off.
Last Thursday at Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport, a Houston to Dallas flight was delayed by more than 2 hours because of bad weather. We asked passengers whether they'd take a train if given the option.
My name is Keisha Ellis, and I live in the Houston area. And having a train, I would love to have a train go from Houston area to Dallas because it's less delays. You don't have to worry about a delay with the flights and the weather and so forth.
My name is Pankaj Patel, and I would love to see a high-speed train going between Dallas and Houston because it would save on fossil fuel and the environment, too.
My name is Bob Gernhofer, and I would be in favor of it. My only concern would be the parking that would be adequate for people to, you know, where the location would be and how easy it would be to get there, because you have to figure in your parking and the ease of getting out into your business. I'm a business traveler. Time is important to me.
My name is John Spivey, and I think that any high-speed rail in the U.S. is a fantastic idea. I'd love to not only see high-speed rail linking Houston and Dallas, but also El Paso, San Antonio, and Austin. I mean, honestly, every major country in the world is working on advancing their high-speed rail right now. This is an opportunity for Texas to hop in on that and be at the forefront of this in our country.
So a random sampling of passengers heading to Dallas, perhaps not surprising that they want a high-speed train. Not everyone is excited about the idea, though. Starting with the people whose communities the train would zip through. One of the proposed routes for the train would send it right through the district of Texas State Representative Will Metcalf.
People always talk about over in Europe about the high-speed railways there and how it works, but Texas is different. You know, we're a large state, and I want to focus on providing more roadways for our people to travel. And bulldogging right through ranchland, farmland, without people say-so, eminent domain for this project, it just doesn't sit well with me right now.
But why do you think more roads are the answer over a train?
Well, more people. You know, we live in a very independent society these days. You know, for myself, I like to have my own car where I go. And my wife's the same way. My friends, we don't. It's just kind of our heritage and how we operate in this Texas world that we like to have our own car. So I just don't see it working here in Texas. And another thing that concerns me is that this thing may get built partially, and then they come to the state for funding purposes. And I just, whenever we're already shorthanded on transportation and infrastructure for our highways, I don't want to be going into a new venture about this.
Unfortunately, some of this is due to a lot of misinformation that I feel has gone out.
That's Peter Lakoti, the president of the nonprofit group Texas Rail Advocates, which is in favor of the project.
In the rural areas, they've had some meetings where people thought, well, this is going to be a 747 that's flying over my head and creating a lot of noise. The cows won't give milk. I won't be able to get from one property side to the other. So, yeah, there's been that kind of feedback that's been very negative.
And you don't think that there will be any noise problem because of this train?
Well, the technology that Texas Central wants to use, from everything I've read, is a very quiet train. They've been using high-speed rail, this type of system, in Japan for over 50 years. Quite quiet and no fatalities because it's a completely closed system. There's no grade crossings and no horns to blow at 3 o'clock in the morning.
probably doesn't do it justice depending on what kind of speakers or headphones you're using, but that's what the train sounds like in Japan. Representative Metcalf also questions the economic benefits of a high-speed train. People in Dallas and Houston would benefit, he says, but not the people in between.
They're going to be going through generations of ranchland, farmland that's been there for decades and generations of disturbing people's lives. There's not going to be any stop in my district. They're just going to blow right past, and that's not setting well with me.
What if there were going to be a stop in your district? Would that change your mind?
Well, they haven't brought that to the table.
But it has been discussed, says Peter Licote of Texas Rail Advocates.
They are already in the process of designing a station for College Station and Huntsville. It's going to fall somewhere in between. And that's probably about 30 minutes out of the ride from Houston on the way up to Dallas. And I've suggested that maybe in the future some of the MPOs and planning organizations in regions around Texas could look at possible regional stations along the way. Not necessarily that a train would stop there every 30 minutes, but several times a day could possibly serve some of these local or regional communities, and that would be a great economic development and good for transportation for those sections as well.
Stops aside, though, another source of controversy has been funding. Texas Central Railway says the project will cost $10 billion, none of which will come from taxpayers. The company says it'll be a mixture of investment and loans, including potentially a loan from Japan's government. The idea would be to pay back the loans using ticket sale profits, something most passenger train lines in the U.S. never see. When I asked him, Peter Licote said it is possible that public money would be necessary.
There may be some local development issues involved because you're going to have some roads to lead to these train stations. There'll be a lot of traffic coming in. We're going to have to probably beef up our infrastructure with our mass transit systems at both ends in Dallas and Houston. So, yeah, maybe a few local funds involved in it. But when you look at the economic development side of this, this could be a major, major boon for Texas.
Who do you think is going to take this train?
Oh, I think everyone's going to land up using it. Students, retirees, business, I think will take a good portion of it. People who want to go down to the medical district in Houston from Dallas for special treatments can be down there in 90 minutes.
You know, it may surprise some people when they hear that Texas might beat California to having a major high-speed rail between two major cities. What do you think that says about Texas?
Well, you know, we are a can-do state. We like to think big. This is all private investment, number one, where the California project is going to be a publicly funded program. And that does make a difference. I mean, you can push up the timelines quite a bit. If you're doing a public project, you know, you could take 10, 20, 30 years by the time it's done. But if you're looking at private investment, that really moves up the time frame quite a bit.
That's a sound you don't hear very often in Texas right now, a train. This one is coming into one of Houston's light rail stations. The whole network is only about 10 years old. But advocates of the high-speed train to Dallas say it's systems like this that would be vital to get passengers to where they're going on either side.
Both in Dallas and in Houston, it really expands the opportunities for people to get around, to be able to do more things at a much quicker pace.
Andrea French is executive director of TAG, that's Transportation Advocacy Group for Houston. It supports the high-speed rail project.
Dallas and Houston are the fourth and sixth largest cities in the nation. We also are ranked eighth and ninth for the most congested roads and airports. And so, you know, what is that congestion doing to the businesses and the opportunities for travelers, business and families alike that really want to do more within both of the major metropolitan cities?
But is this city really ready to embrace public transit in that way? I noticed just as you were coming over here, it's not even easy to cross the street.
Right, and I would say that we are in the middle of rush hour right now, so it is a little extra congested near the station, but that just proves that, you know, the need is even greater.
What about some of the opponents of this project who live in between here and Dallas and say, I don't want a train coming through that's not even going to stop, it's going to do no good for me?
Right. I think that those challenges are presented often in projects of this magnitude and of this nature. And, you know, there's going to be no perfect line that everyone's going to agree on. I think we have to look at the bigger picture and what's good for the major regions of our state, which are really the anchors of our state economy, and therefore for our overall state. What does this mean? What is the big picture?
The last time this was tried, a couple decades ago,
The big opponent was Southwest Airlines, which operates a very profitable route between Houston and Dallas. This time they've stayed a little more quiet on this one. What do you expect to have opposition from Southwest?
I don't foresee strong opposition from Southwest. I think that it's a natural industry competitiveness that the airlines would want to say, hey, let's look at this a little bit more carefully. I think Southwest, just like the other airlines, understand that Texas is moving at a pace that everyone is finding it very difficult to keep up with. So whether you're an airline, you're a major train, transit, rail, whatever, population is set to double by 2040. Not one particular mode of transportation can keep up with that. And so we've got to all work together to figure out how we can complement each other.
Texas Central Railway did not agree to do an interview with us, but on its website, the company says tickets would cost about the same as a flight. It's still hoping to start service in 2021, even though construction hasn't even started yet. The project did just clear a hurdle in the state legislature, though, and now has to wait on a federal environmental impact study, which is currently underway. You're listening to Here and Now.